Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 69. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we're middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys?
Nothing too much. Having a fun evening.
We are.
Sitting here creeping out.
We are creeping out. We're not creeping anybody out, right? Just creeping out.
Just creeping each other out.
We're not very scary.
No.
What?
We're not creepy.
What are you talking about?
I don't think.
I thought that's what we signed up for this, because we are super creepy.
Are we?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, some people might label us as creepy.
The jury's still out? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
How many mints do you have in your mouth?
I think the
one. It's a big one, but it's one.
I saw you kind of struck. I was like, oh, wow.
He has a speech impediment over there.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. Hey, creepies.
It's a gravitational pull of its own.
I got you.
I'd say yes.
I was like, what is going on over there?
I'm trying to keep the movement away from the mic.
Ah.
You're okay. Doing it.
That's good. Creepies, thanks for joining us for this middle-aged mini number 69. And, Sean, tell the creepies what we're going to talk about.
We are going to talk about Hotel Monte Vista, and it is in Flagstaff, Arizona.
Thank you. Very
shout
good.
Out.
Yeah, I shout know. Out. And this is my pick.
It absolutely is.
Sean's been a little slacking on that lately.
Say what? Slacking me?
You've missed a few times.
Oh, my gosh.
Not that I want to call 99. You out.
99.9% of the time. I'm lacking and slacking.
Oh,
how about
boy.
That?
Okay. So, Hotel Monte Vista.
Yes.
It is a tower. It towers. I'll just say it that way. It towers above the corners of Aspen and San Francisco streets. Mm-hmm. The Hotel Monte Vista stands just off of historic Route 66. I think most people know that place. As a true touchstone for all of Flagstaff and her citizens, with the mountains and nearby canyon countries, the Hotel Monte Vista is your place to relax while you explore all of the natural wonders northern Arizona has to offer. The hotel does remain the centerpiece for historic downtown Flagstaff, and it says staying here can give you a true glimpse into the spirited lifestyle of the great American West. So I was really excited about doing this.
Oh, my gosh.
I've had it on my list for a while, and pretty cool. Pretty historic, and a lot of people, celebrity-wise, have been there. So
John Wayne.
Huh?
John Wayne.
I got John Wayne out of that.
Don't
somehow.
You? Hey, I've got my list.
He was like running by real fast.
I've got my. I screwed. No, I'm kidding. This place, this beautiful Hotel Monte Vista. Mm-hmm. It was built in 1926, and citizens of Flagstaff actually pooled their money together to have the construction.
Oh, wow.
Built
entirely from public taxes.
It was. And they wanted a place to have where it was a little bit upscale, mm-hmm. A nice place for people to come and visit and stay. So I think they accomplished that looking at the pictures,
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into the creepy, fun hauntings and all that, but I do have a list of some of the celebrities that
Ooh,
have been there.
Good.
Over the years, starting with like a lot of older celebrities back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and then a few more recent actors. Let's see, Gary Cooper, Alan Ladd, Gene Tierney, John Wayne, Bing Crosby, Jane Russell, Anthony Hopkins, Humphrey Bogart, Bob Hope, and then a few more recent. Michael J. Fox,
mm-hmm.
John Bon Jovi,
Jaya,
and Freddie Mercury.
That's
a lot of celebrities. Yeah,
I saw Spencer Tracy,
Clark
Gable,
mm-hmm.
and that's cool though.
Yeah, that's not yeah.
Yeah, I know that's older Hollywood, but still.
No, I was saying I knew there's more.
I
than
like
one,
it.
Yeah. Pretty cool place.
It's one of the most haunted places in America, right? And it really does. It is on a lot of these articles. So.
Well, it has a lot of great stories.
This place, one, I believe, yeah.
I would put up with a lot of places, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's rumored to have 10 ghosts who haunt the halls mm-hmm. and the rooms of the Hotel Monte Vista.
There's a phantom bellboy. He knocks on the guests' doors in the middle of the night, and he'll talk to the guests as well. That's creepy.
So he knocks on the door, and uh-huh. he'll say, room service.
Uh-huh.
And when you go to the door, open it up, there's nobody there.
I'd be hot, you know what, mad. Yeah. Let's just say it that way.
Yeah.
If they say room service, I'm ready for some food and drink, yeah. And there's nothing there.
The staff sees him in, you know, just roaming the halls a lot. And speaking of John Wayne, mm-hmm. he had an encounter with him several times. So Mr. Wayne was staying at the hotel, heard a knock at the door. Same thing, room service. He'd open the door. And they said he had multiple complaints to the staff. He would go downstairs to the desk and complain that somebody was knocking on the door, sound like a bellboy, and nobody was there. So, Mr. John Wayne had a little interaction with him.
Did you know that a scene from Casablanca
was
filmed in one mm-hmm. of the rooms?
Great movie. I'm a big movie buff. I'm a big movie buff. And I love black and white movies, and Casablanca is one of the best. Humphrey Bogart's fantastic.
Bogey. Yeah.
And so, yes.
Bogey is
what we call. I did know that. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
In 1973, men robbed a Flagstaff bank near the hotel, where one of the men was shot during their escape from the bank. Lying low and celebrating their successful robbery, the trio stopped in the Monte Vista Lounge for a drink. However, the wounded man's gunshot injury was obviously more serious than any of them anticipated, because before he could even finish his first drink, he died right there in the lounge.
Mm-mm.
Today, staff and guests feel as if the dead bandit is one of the many spirits that haunt the building.
Oh. By the way, Sean, mm-hmm. put this on our list.
Of course.
I'll stay here.
I was going to say, awesome. We're going.
I really would love to stay here. Mm-hmm. I'd love to go. It's got a lot of hauntings, and that's why I was excited about this. The Meat Man, room 220. The bizarre long-term boarder was known by his strange habit of hanging raw meat from the chandelier. That's weird.
Can't beat his meat.
No.
Oh. Awkward silence on that one. Jeez.
In the early 1980s, skip ahead, the lodger was found in his room 3 days after his death. Not long after this boarder's death, a maintenance worker was working on a few repairs. When in need of a new fixture, he left the room, turned the lights off, and locked the door. Returning only a few minutes later, he found the television on at full volume, and the linens on the bed had been ripped and scattered around the room. Today, it is common for the television to act on its own accord, as well as reports of cold male hands touching guests in their sleep. That's a little scary.
Yeah,
that is scary.
A little invasive.
There was a video of a security guy they were hearing screams come from the room. Was that 305 or was two? I don't remember. It was one of the haunted ones. I can't remember either, but it's about a 3-4 minute video, and you can hear the screaming, and you got the security guys like John or whatever, and they got a walkie talkie, and they're like, John, why don't you just wait for the police? Probably call the police and just wait. And then John's kind of like walking back and forth, and he keeps hearing this screaming, something's going on there. And they said, there's nobody listed as being in this room. Right. So there can't be anything going on in there. But it's clear as day. You can hear it.
Oh, yeah.
That somebody's screaming. So he goes in there and opens the door, and he's like, John, why don't you wait? Why, let's call the police. You know, and so John goes in there, and you're thinking, oh, I've got chills just thinking about, because mm-hmm. you're just thinking, oh, gosh, John's gone. He's dead. He gone. He goes in there, and he's not in there very long. You can tell he just must have like kind of looked around, and he comes out and it's like, John says, yeah, go ahead and call the police. But the furniture was flipped over, the carpet was cut up, and the shower was on, and nobody was in there. And there had been no way that anybody, like, it didn't show any kind of break in. And by God, if there wasn't screams when that door was closed, like something was going on.
Oh yeah.
So. And that video does not look, I mean.
Sound like somebody was getting murdered.
Have you ever jumped into a cold shower?
But where did the person go? Because there was nobody in that shower and it was on. Yeah. So that was, like I said, you can fake a lot of stuff and who knows nowadays. But that looked, that was like surveillance video footage and everything. And it was super creepy.
Yeah, the desk is, they keep saying, there's nobody in the records that should be staying there. Yeah, I hand it to John. He was a brave man. Especially going in the room.
Yeah, he just.
I don't know if I would have done that. I'd be like, wait a minute, what's going on here? Let's call the cops first. And he went in though. So, what you got, Nate?
Employees and guests have heard band music coming from the second floor lobby.
Nice.
When there is no band playing.
You don't say. That's odd. There should be a band.
They sounded good, though.
Yeah, right. You know, if you hear a if you hear band music, there should be a band, but...
You'd think.
That's yeah, this place is loaded with all kinds of creepy ghost stories. The rocking chair is a famous one.
This
says room 305.
That is 305, yeah.
Featured in many paranormal shows and popular amongst curious guests, room 305 is by far the most active room in the hotel. There are numerous reports of seeing the woman in the rocking chair near the window. Guests and housekeeping have reports of seeing the chair move by itself and knocking coming from the inside the closet. History tells us that years ago, an elderly woman who was a long-term renter would sit by the window for hours on end. No one knows what she was looking at or looking for. Could it be she is waiting for someone to return, even in death? Oh, poor lady. Hmm.
There was footage of a actual ghost, and somebody had set up a night vision camera, and you can clearly see the person sleeping, and it was actual footage that was caught. It was supposed to be at 3 a.m. in the morning, and it shows footage of this ghost that was around this person sleeping.
Yeah.
And the person's just sleeping, and like I said, you can tell. I think there's a couple like...
Completely unaware.
Yeah, completely unaware, and it's like, that's pretty creepy. Mm-hmm. Again, like there's a skeptical part of me is like, is this real? But it gives you that like hair raising on the back of your neck and your arms kind of feeling. So
yeah,
it's kind of hard to, you know, at least it gets the creep factor going.
Sure. This place does that for sure. I did want to say that I don't know. I didn't find anything that says every room, but I think most of the rooms, they try to put the name of the celebrity that stayed in that room. So when you go there, and you stay in the room that John Wayne was, it'll say John Wayne or whatever celebrity. So I think that's neat. I think that's a neat idea that you're like, oh, okay, cool. I'm reserving this room, and there may have been a celebrity, and they'll put a little plaque that kind of tells you who stayed there at one time. So that's kind of a neat idea. I like that.
Were we talking about the guys that robbed the bank? It says in the 1970s, three men. But so there was a video about that, and that when they were investigating, they said that you could like sense something around that area, and they were picking up really creepy, the voices. And one of them, they said, you know, who's here? And they were picking up what seemed like these guys that had done the bank robbing, and the guy that had bled out.
Oh, okay.
Because they ask, you know, what happened to you? What happened? And he's like, got shot, you know, and it was just like super creepy. Like, oh my gosh, the people that these guys are here right now, you know,
yeah.
So scary.
But they can't say 100% that it's that gunman because they've had in the past shootings, cowboys on horseback in the lobby, drunken brawls. So there's so much negative activity that had happened in that area.
Yeah, they said
a lot of violence
during Prohibition. Yeah, they had like, what did it say? Slot machines and all that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they had a saloon and all that kind of stuff in there, kind of activity. So yeah, rough characters. It sound like it
kind of reminds me of Bobby Mackey's.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Where's the showgirls?
A knockout guy. Yeah, right.
had some characters back then. Yeah. That's a, you know what? What was the word? Ruffians. We were talking about Edgar Allan Poe. Yeah, it sounds like there's a bunch of ruffians in the hotel back then. That's my kind of place. There's also a baby in the basement. So it says the disturbing sounds of an infant crying in the basement have been heard again and again, reported primarily by maintenance and laundry personnel. This is one of the most disturbing encounters. The staff have found themselves running upstairs to escape the sound of the cries. Though the sounds are very real to those who hear them, there has been no information that has explained this phenomenon. So, baby in the basement. Oh,
nobody puts baby in the basement.
Nobody puts baby. Yeah.
Did you guys see what happened in the Gary Cooper room?
I did not.
Many guests have reported being unnerved by the sure feeling that someone was watching them.
Hmm.
Reportedly, two prostitutes were murdered in this room when they were thrown out the window. The two painted ladies have also been reportedly sighted in the pool hall and the lounge.
That's kind of brutal. Mm-hmm. Thrown out the window. Ooh. Yeah, that was in the Gary Cooper room?
Mm.
Wow. I saw the story, but I didn't see the association with that particular room, the Gary Cooper room. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of a bad way to go, huh? A little violence. Yeah.
A little bit or a lot of it, right?
A little bit, a lot
of
it.
They wanted to be paid. He said, I'll see you downstairs.
Wow. Yeah. Well, yeah. The dancing couple, on several occasions, lounge staff and patrons have witnessed a transparent couple dancing in the cocktail lounge. They are seen in formal dress, laughing and smiling, eternally dancing. Oh, now that's a nice little story. Good for them. Hello? Anybody on?
Anybody out there?
Just kidding.
Is there anybody out there?
Mm. Yeah, there's so many.
Oh, lots of...
It'd be fun to go stay there.
I'm in.
Oh, I'm my in. Gosh.
I'm they have 73 hotel rooms.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a decent...
So yeah. we got a lot to choose from, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think with that rocking chair, and they had the video of the family where it moved, and just how, like, it was a... what husband and wife and their kids it looked like, and they were just it seemed like they were in the right place at the right time. And when the chair like shifted on its own, and there again it's video footage and whether it's faked or not, but I don't know, like the reaction that they had on this video was it just like moved, like it was kept moving towards them, and they just ran out, and I think it went viral, you know, whatever. And and they said there was this ghost hunting group that was trying to do like a little either seance or Ouija board. Mm-hmm. And they were asking, you know, are, you know, the spirits here? Yes. And, you know, can you move the chair? You know, and are you the same spirits that moved the chair for the family? And yes. And all this kind of stuff. So it's just, that was super creepy too, but it is like between that room where old John went in and the, just all the different, you know, it's got a plethora of ghosts, but then that haunted chair, one of those, the investigators was like sitting in the chair and they're like, do you feel any different in this chair? You know, like, no, but it's just, you know, it's just kind of the whole room, they said, had this really weird vibe to it. And these people just can't even stand to like, let alone spend the night there. Yeah. Can't stand to just like even be in there for any length of time.
Yeah. I would love to go there, and I'm definitely staying the night. Yeah. If we find ourselves in Flagstaff.
Right, yeah. Well, we could. You never know.
Yeah.
It is one. And like I said, I believe the stories about it being haunted a lot more than some of these other places, you know.
It
and
seems
I haven't
legit.
Even been there.
Yeah.
More than a lot of these places.
I agree. And this type of place, since it has so much history and a lot of haunted encounters, I looked up a story here on TripAdvisor.
Mm-hmm.
Or I call it a story, but a review, I guess. So the caption or the heading says, yes, it is haunted. This goes back, 11 years ago? So September of 2011, this reviewer, Frisco, says, stayed here in mid-August 2011. What an experience. Stayed in the Gary Cooper room. Picture two middle-aged best pals and one 10-year-old boy fighting over who does get to be in the middle, in parentheses, of one huge bed. We elected to take the scaredy cat path and not take advantage of the sleeper sofa. Events included hearing footsteps coming toward us in the hallway and no one was there. My bag got mysteriously zipped back up after I had just left it unzipped, and I saw orbs of light hover and then zoom out of the windows at about 3:30 in the morning.
Wow.
Says I would be interested in learning for sure which window at what time the lady of the evening got pushed out of one of the windows long ago. Says, I understand that this was the second most haunted room they have. The hotel is something you can easily imagine many movie stars from back in the day that they stayed at. So it's pretty cool. That's a nice review.
It really is,
and
yeah.
Having some experiences, yeah.
Creepy.
So I'm down. I'm in. I like it. You guys have anything else?
No. All those stories, though, they're just, it's so rich. The stories are very rich and alive. You know, they just feel like it gives that place like character, you know. And so when you look at the pictures of it, it's just really cool, you know. I mean, it's you can almost feel that old Hollywood to it, you know. Mm-hmm. Like you just somebody sitting off to the side smoking a cigarette, you know, having a casual conversation.
Yeah.
The Casablanca feel to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's neat.
And I think it's was it 4 or 5 stories high, so, you know, decent size, you know. Mm-hmm. No, it's not overwhelming, but it's not dinky, but it's yeah. Also said that had around that time it was being built, they used underground tunnels for when they were building the hotel. Mm-hmm. You know, for Chinese immigrants, you know, sneaking their way through that northern Arizona and through downtown Flagstaff, if I can talk. That would be kind of cool, though, to see if they're still there.
Yes.
The tunnels, I don't know.
Yeah. We love our tunnels, don't we?
In. Oh, yeah. So I know we've talked about the tunnels a lot, so that'd be kind of interesting to see. But, yeah, it's kind of a neat place. A lot of bootlegging, like we said, bootlegging and prohibition. So you're looking at, real quick, says the cocktail lounge opened during the prohibition era under the guise of a newspaper publishing house. Rumor has it that during this time there was a major bootlegging operation and speakeasy in this space. Local officers put an end to it in 1931. So that had been, 4 years after this place opened. Uh-huh. The popular speakeasy was forced to shut down, only to reopen 2 years later when prohibition ended in 1933. So, yeah, it's got all kinds of different history.
Did you have anything on who the crying baby was?
No. I mean, it didn't, because what I read, it said they didn't know.
Some locals say that a prostitute got pregnant and was forced to kill her child after giving birth in the tunnels under the hotel.
Maybe they just didn't want to go there.
That. Gosh, we don't know.
That's
really sad.
You really brought down the
down in the basement, often report hearing sounds of the crying baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then another strange apparition in the basement is a 6 foot tall shadow man.
Oh,
wow.
Menacing figure who appears to strangers who stumble into the basement, attempting to intimidate them. Tends to appear to delivery drivers and repairmen.
So he's in the basement where the baby died?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if there's any
correlation.
Yeah. So like she got pregnant. I can't remember. You said just killed the baby or forced to kill the baby?
Forced.
So I wonder if she was like forced, meaning desperate, not knowing what to do, didn't have money or didn't know how to, you know what I mean? Or was this certain shadow figure maybe have something to do with, like maybe there was a force that, you know what I'm saying? Force.
You're not keeping it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or she went mad or it just, that's a whole different take on that story. Yeah. Because I didn't see that.
This episode just got dark.
I'll still go, but I'm not going to go in the basement.
No, I would.
Well, yeah, but you guys have flashlights.
And have his 18 flashlight.
Flashlight guy.
Of all the stories we've said, they're pretty...
pretty dark, but that one's really dark.
Standard type.
Yeah,
stuff,
I wouldn't feel like I was going to be, oh my gosh, this is terrible, or it's demonic, but that one is... That's a dark one. Not good.
It's always in the basement, right?
Yeah, that's a sad story, though, that baby. Yeah, that's horrible. So she killed the baby, and then what did it say? It didn't say anything else about her, though, right?
No.
Okay. I wonder what happened to her, yeah. I'm just wondering if that shadow figure had something to do with it. So,
could have.
That where she was forced to do it, you know, where it wasn't like she just wants to kill the baby, to murder it, yeah. Mm. Sad either way. So
I was gonna say it's pretty awful.
I love this place.
Around. Yeah,
I like the history.
Definitely
I love
have to
the,
go.
Cool.
The vibe. Yeah,
Flagstaff, here we come.
Flagstaff, here we come. You're right. And speaking of here we come, here we go.
Here we go. Yeah.
With Mr. Nate, what do you got for us?
Get your kicks out on Route 66. Meet me at the Monte V.
I like
it. That's a wrap.
Nice.
Perfect.
I think that's one of your best ones.
I like it.
I do too. I love it. Thank you, Creepies, for listening to our middle-aged mini number 69 and our discussion on the Hotel Monte Vista in Flagstaff, Arizona. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.